徐汇区学习能力诊断卷高三英语听力现在开始，请同学们做好准备。
Listening Comprehension Section A Short Conversations Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. How would you like your hair today? The same style as usual?
I have a special party to attend tonight, and I'd like to change my style.
Question.Where does the dialogue most probably happen?
2. Where would you probably go for this coming vacation?
I think I would go to Southern Africa.
Question. Which of the following countries will the man probably go?
3. You are absolutely right.It's such a good escape from everyday life.
Yes, I love sleeping outside, cooking over an open fire, and hearing all the nature sounds.
Question. What are they most probably talking about? 4. I'm saving up my vacation time at work, so I can go to the World Cup next year.
Really? Me too. Actually, I'm an Argentina fan.
Question. Why does the woman say, me too?
5. What? Sarah broke her leg? What happened?
Well, she threw herself in front of a moving truck to save a little boy in the middle of the road.
Question. What did Sarah do?
6. The weather forecast said that there is a chance of rain tomorrow. We will still go skiing?
Maybe we shouldn't risk it. I'm not sure I want to get stuck in the rain.
Question. What do we learn from the talk?
7. How are you settling in?
Oh, we're still in a bit of mess. But Lisa seems to like it here.
Question.What does the man mean? 8. You just don't know what I feel. Everything is getting worse because of him.
Stop blaming other people. Be patient and think positively.
Question. What does the man mean?
9. Congratulations!It's absolutely a grand wedding party. Have you opened the gift I gave you?
Yes, thanks a lot. Hawaii is a nice place for the honeymoon.
Question. What's probably the gift? 10. What a fantastic performance. Thank you for inviting me to the musical.
You are welcome. I'm happy you enjoy the show.The dancers were amazing. It reminds me of when I used to dance.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 2. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear a longer conversation and two short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversation and the passages.The conversation and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Mary Ross was born on August the 9th, 1908, in the state of Oklahoma.Her work is considered critical to the early stages of the age of space travel. Ross showed special abilities in math and science from an early age. As a student, she developed an interest in aviation, the practice of flying aircraft. She went on to earn a master's degree in mathematics from Colorado State Teachers College, now called the University of Northern Colorado. During World War II, Ross began working for the Lockheed Aircraft Corporation as a mathematician. There, she was urged to complete work in aircraft engineering. She earned a special certification in the field from the University of California, Los Angeles, in 1949. Ross was later chosen to join Lockheed's top-secret Skunk Works team that worked on aircraft designs. The name refers to a group that is permitted to work independently on advanced projects. She was the only female engineer among the team's 40 members. Early on, she researched defense systems. By the late 1950s, her work centered on satellites and a series of space rockets called Agenda. The rockets were extremely important in the 1960s during the Apollo moon program. Ross retired from Lockheed in 1973, but she continued to give talks at high schools and colleges to encourage more women and Native Americans to study engineering. Mary Ross died in 2008, a few months before her 100th birthday.
Now, listen again, please.
Mary Ross was born on August the 9th, 1908, in the state of Oklahoma. Her work is considered critical to the early stages of the age of space travel. Ross showed special abilities in math and science from an early age. As a student, she developed an interest in aviation, the practice of flying aircraft. She went on to earn a master's degree in mathematics from Colorado State Teachers College, now called the University of Northern Colorado. During World War II, Ross began working for the Lockheed Aircraft Corporation as a mathematician. There, she was urged to complete work in aircraft engineering. She earned a special certification in the field from the University of California, Los Angeles, in 1949. Ross was later chosen to join Lockheed's top-secret Skunk Works team that worked on aircraft designs. The name refers to a group that is permitted to work independently on advanced projects. She was the only female engineer among the team's 40 members. Early on, she researched defense systems. By the late 1950s, her work centered on satellites and a series of space rockets called Agenda. The rockets were extremely important in the 1960s during the Apollo moon program. Ross retired from Lockheed in 1973, but she continued to give talks at high schools and colleges to encourage more women and Native Americans to study engineering. Mary Ross died in 2008, a few months before her 100th birthday.
Question 11. In what major did Ross get her master's degree?
Question 12. How many female colleagues did Ross have when working in a Lockheed's top-secret team?
Question 13. What did Ross go on to do after her retirement?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Millions of years ago, many large, strange-looking sea creatures lived in what is now the South Atlantic Ocean. Scientists say the continents of South America and Africa separated millions of years ago. As this happened, they say, many kinds of dangerous animals and other life forms settled in the newly formed body of water off the coast of Angola. Today, scientists are studying ancient animal remains discovered on the Angolan coast. They knew there would be remains in the area, but didn't know how good they would be. Jacobs and a team of scientists and students helped prepare the remains to be shown at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. He said visitors to the museum can see the similarity between the ancient and modern ocean environment and animals. Michael Polson, another researcher, says one ancient fish-eating animal had a long nose and teeth similar to that of a dolphin. He notes that visitors can see the remains of large, fierce animals, as well as gentler creatures like an ancient giant sea turtle.
We have a clear picture of this moment in time 72 million years ago that has preserved all of these animals that were living together in one place.
Scientists say a large rock from space hit the Earth millions of years ago and killed most of the animals.
Now, listen again, please.
Millions of years ago, many large, strange-looking sea creatures lived in what is now the South Atlantic Ocean. Scientists say the continents of South America and Africa separated millions of years ago. As this happened, they say many kinds of dangerous animals and other life forms settled in the newly formed body of water off the coast of Angola. Today, scientists are studying ancient animal remains discovered on the Angolan coast. They knew there would be remains in the area, but didn't know how good they would be. Jacobs and a team of scientists and students helped prepare the remains to be shown at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. He said visitors to the museum can see the similarity between the ancient and modern ocean environment and animals. Michael Polson, another researcher, says one ancient fish-eating animal had a long nose and teeth similar to that of a dolphin. He notes that visitors can see the remains of large, fierce animals, as well as gentler creatures like an ancient giant sea turtle.
We have a clear picture of this moment in time 72 million years ago that has preserved all of these animals that were living together in one place.
Scientists say a large rock from space hit the Earth millions of years ago and killed most of the animals.
Question 14. Where are the scientists studying the ancient animal remains?
Question 15. What does Jacobs do?
Question 16. Why could scientists find so many ancient animal remains? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning, sir. May I come in?
Good morning. Yes, please. Take a seat. I guess you want to open an account, right?
Yes.
Great. What account do you want to open? A checking account or a saving account?
I would like to open a saving account in your bank. What is the procedure?
Would you like to open an account in a single name or in joint names?
I would like to open a joint account with my father.
In that case, both of you have to present identification papers and a set of two photographs each.
Would it be all right if I brought a photocopy of my driving license?
Yes, that would be fine. In fact, photocopies of your voter's card, electricity bill, or driving license are accepted.
Is that all that is required?
Just one more requirement. We need an introduction by the account holder of our bank.
Fine, I will get that. Just two more clarifications, please. What is the minimum bank balance needed for opening the account? And what is the interest rate on a saving account?
The minimum balance is $500, and we're offering an interest rate of 3.5% on the saving account these days.
I'll be back with all the stuff needed.
Yes. On opening account with us, we will give you a checkbook for withdrawals and a passbook for keeping account. Both you and your father can operate the account.
Thank you for all the help.
A friendly and a prompt customer service is our motto.
Now, listen again, please. Good morning, sir. May I come in?
Good morning. Yes, please. Take a seat. I guess you want to open an account, right?
Yes.
Great. What account do you want to open? A checking account or a saving account?
I would like to open a saving account in your bank. What is the procedure?
Would you like to open an account in a single name or in joint names?
I would like to open a joint account with my father.
In that case, both of you have to present identification papers and a set of 2 photographs each.
Would it be all right if I brought a photocopy of my driving license?
Yes, that would be fine. In fact, photocopies of your voter's card, electricity bill, or driving license are accepted.
Is that all that is required?
Just one more requirement. We need an introduction by the account holder of our bank.
Fine, I will get that. Just 2 more clarifications, please. What is the minimum bank balance needed for opening the account? And what is the interest rate on a saving account?
The minimum balance is $500, and we're offering an interest rate of 3.5% on the saving account these days.
I'll be back with all the stuff needed.
Yes. On opening account with us, we will give you a checkbook for withdrawals and a passbook for keeping account. Both you and your father can operate the account.
Thank you for all the help.
A friendly and a prompt customer service is our motto.
Question 17. What kind of account does the lady want to open?
Question 18. How many photos does the lady need to prepare for the new account?
Question 19. Who may withdraw money from the account?
Question 20. What does a person need to open a saving account in this bank?
Tingli Dao Zi Jie Shu.